All right, everyone, this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. I am joined by one of the power couples in D.C. today, Josh and Colleen. They're just, they go by mononyms like Cher and Sonny.
Can we be like, we're climbing towards Jared and Ivanka territory without all the hate.
So you're going to eventually have one name. You're just going to be Jervanka.
I honestly, I'm uncomfortable just even being associated with you. So.
All right, Jelaine. Blonde Jelaine, I'll call you.
But Jolene.
Jolene, that's
You're
nice.
You're not really a lean. I guess.
Thank you.
It's a whole different thing.
Wow.
I always.
Getting right into it.
And we can keep this one. If you guys want to swear, go nuts. I figure you have much classier friends than I do. So if you want to keep it a little clean, that's good too.
I'm from the state of New Jersey, and yes. If I don't swear,
known for its refinement and
truly,
enlightenment,
but we call it cursing where I'm from, and so I'll be doing plenty of that.
Okay, cool.
We
I'll
have
dabble.
One of those jars where if she doesn't curse, she has to put money
nice.
Into it.
I did one year give up cursing for Lent, mm-hmm. and it was incredibly difficult. It was probably the hardest thing that I gave up.
I guess because I had a radio, like a time period in my life, it's not that difficult for me. As dirty as I can be, I also get just switching it off. But I abhor it.
Yeah.
I don't do it. I do love the song Jolene, by the way. Don't you like the concept behind Jolene? Just a woman finding another woman who's about to bang her man and being like, look, you are so much better looking than me. I am a homely turd with a wig. But please, please don't let him dick you out.
That's right. You know?
They
At
don't
least
make
she's
songs
honest.
Like that anymore.
They
yeah, exactly. Like she's just trying to win one with the honesty. Is you were dead on.
Little victories.
Yeah.
That's a pre. That's definitely a pre-social media song.
Like, how does Jolene react to that? When Ooh. The lady comes up to her and is like, look, I mean, do you say like, no, you're not the boss of me. I'll take that married dick if I want it, or...
That's a great question. I would love for there to be a VH1 Behind the Music and there's a reaction from Jolene.
Behind the Music for songs would be pretty great.
Yeah.
Like just
yeah.
the song, not the artist, not the album, just the song. Yeah. Talk us through this. Is this from real life?
But only in character.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Character.
I don't want
like this drunk history. Drunk history for songs.
Yeah, I don't want your Bruce Springsteen storyteller. No. I want just
yeah.
I want in character.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Like I want to hear Thunder Road. Pretty much every song is from the point of view of a man with a car.
Yeah.
And yeah. he's
He may be a mechanic, he may be the driver, but it's always,
we
it's always
don't
the
know.
Car.
There's just a car and a woman and they're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And you can't stop
them. You can't stop them.
So we were going to do Josh came in. Josh has a background as a producer. Colleen runs all the time and writes all the time. They're both scary productive. I don't like being around them. They've done things with their life. I just want to play with my cats and eat pizza and grow in the belly region. But, you know, we've Miloed and Otis'd, we've foxed and hounded, we've become unlikely friends. Josh's producer background, he just instantly drops on me two incredible bits. One, ranking the relative fame of various celebs, allowing you to pick all sorts of corner case guys. And then, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how famous is this guy? I guess overall, I came up with a list because I thought that was a great segment. He then also lobbed out casually, which would happen first, one or two? Like the one I came up with, would the world end or would racism end? Which is going
Ooh.
To happen
Ooh.
First?
Ooh.
And then...
no spoilers.
Colleen, out of nowhere, as we start recording, just does this killer segment on her obsession with celebs that have had plastic surgery, like the spoiler being all of them and to an extent you didn't recognize. And frankly, I didn't want to let that go. So can we do a couple more minutes on that?
Oh, God.
Because you were dropping everyone has had it. Just
yeah, I could go all day. I mean, we were just I feel like it is a thing that I do on like a Saturday afternoon, not unlike today.
Okay.
When I just have a pocket of time and I'm like, man, I'm kind of feeling like mediocre about myself.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just kind of like dig deep on the internet. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty much everybody. It is like run the table. I guess throw out some names and I'll tell
you. Well, who's the last person you looked up?
Oh, who is the last person I looked up? Halle Berry.
Yaphet Kotto. No.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
She's clearly at the very least has had her breast done.
Yes, definitely boobs and nose.
Yes.
Pretty much everybody's nose. That is, as Josh said, the gateway to, or no, did you say Josh? Yeah. Somebody said it. The gateway to the face. And yeah, so she had her nose done.
I feel like you haven't made it in Hollywood until you have a Wikipedia page and you redid your nose.
Right. You're probably right.
I mean, you guys know they like hand out nose jobs. Legit. Like,
yeah.
There's, if you just go even to your crappy doctor and you're like, I think I'm a little adenoidy. They're like, oh, wink, wink. And then you can pick out like a nose, like Michael Jackson style. Like I had a friend that did it. And whoa. I mean, probably should have spent a little more because his nose came out crap. Like different sized nostrils.
That is bad.
So no. It's funny that you say Michael Jackson because one of the
has
things.
He?
no, actually, all natural, just totally decomposed.
He is a decomposed Mr. Potato.
Oh my God.
Where the parts just keep changing and it just shrinks.
But you know how, like, in Formation, Beyonce says, like, her Jackson 5 nostrils. And it's like, mm-hmm. girl, like, if you look at pictures for the, I mean, you could, like, just line them up, like, 2002, 2007, 2015, and you just kind of run the table to now. Her nose is so narrow now. And before, Jackson 5 nostrils, maybe, but
so,
certainly not
so
now.
So really is a Jackson
yeah,
nostril,
girl,
yeah.
Like, nice try. Maybe more. She is definitely a Michael Jackson progression yeah. of her nose, but like Jackson 5, my eye, oh, full of it.
You weren't kidding about and the profanity
feel like,
on this
you feel like,
show.
Yeah. Do you feel? Do you feel like
better
like
about
Marilyn Monroe had like
she did.
Wait, she did.
Okay,
she did.
So maybe that's a bad example, but let's say
Audrey
like
Hepburn?
starlets of the 50s and 40s and 60s mm-hmm. or whatever, like when there was less photo evidence of you and less like high definition photo evidence of you. There's certainly less medical technology also, but do you think they were like getting away with it more?
I have no idea. That I don't know.
She wants to hate the people of today.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
We can just
that's
hate,
right.
hate today's stars.
That's right. I and myself. Just to be
no,
clear.
No, you feel better by pointing out their flaws.
I mean, it is true. I mostly just get really angry because, you know, like I love Gwen Stefani, right? Like I think she is a 15 out of 10.
Sure.
And
she is a woman's idea of what a 15 is, by the way, out of 10. Like a guy is just like, sure.
I actually think you're totally right about this. We're all like, yeah, no, she's super hot. She's super hot. But every woman is like, that's the one I'd go for. That's
yeah.
She could turn me. And I'm like, she's
yeah, exactly.
She's
like, no.
There should be other people who are turning you.
To use classy New Jersey man parlance, you're like, I'd dump one in her, sure. But I don't. Yeah, she's got a great face. The body is like very petite. You know, that's
what else are you guys looking for? Sorry.
God.
Yeah, no, I feel like
a steady home.
Yeah, exactly. How about like someone to make some soup on a cold
day?
Yeah.
She's definitely not
watch
making
some
soup.
Netflix. No.
I mean, if you're looking for any of these women to make you food, good luck.
Because
I don't even think they consume it. So
yeah, that's true. They do astronaut food.
They do. They just eat freeze dried anything.
Snort Neapolitan ice cream. Yeah. I
crush them into lines.
God, what? I'm setting you up for failure here, but I go home to a mom and a cat, so I can do whatever. What is your celeb one seed?
I feel like for me it changes. It's a consistent person who has been up in the top five, up and down around
yeah.
there.
Can
forever.
I do it? I think I
sure.
know. Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Okay. Yeah,
but
just,
I mean, she's also, I mean, we've talked about you. That's someone who you said has had a lot of work.
She's had a lot of plastic surgery, folks.
But if it's good, as
it is, it looks
the
great.
The mantra
she
of my life
it.
Is if it's good enough for Justin Timberlake, it's good enough for me.
Really? That is never going to lead you astray, is it?
It won't.
That's why you had sex with Britney Spears and.
I mean,
that's
I
why
don't
you
wanna,
had that curly hair in the early 2000s.
Yeah. And that's why you
one of
got
those
high
two
with Nelly.
Yeah. And you won that Academy Award a couple of years back. Didn't he get that for that song
no
I couldn't stand? I am not
probably.
One of those white dudes that likes JT. I remember Simon Cowell bashing on him when he's like, oh, yeah, he just pretends like he's black. If I want to listen to that, I'll listen to Usher. And I was just like, you know what, you blunt British
yeah.
flat-topped man.
Well,
I'll take your wisdom.
I won't stand here and let you insult Justin Timberlake in my house.
Well,
how dare you?
I just
that was my so going back to celebrity number
yeah.
ones in high school, JT was like runaway favorite. And then I got introduced to Cristiano Ronaldo emotionally,
uh-huh.
not in real life. And
no work done on him.
None.
I I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I haven't looked it up.
That's the reverse Marilyn Manson. He had more abs put in so he could get farther away
I mean,
from
just,
his own
yeah,
junk.
Because he never needs to blow it.
He definitely yeah. had his teeth done, but like, I mean,
what does that even mean? How do you have your teeth done?
Well,
just,
I mean,
like,
he got braces.
Like,
no, like a second row, like Freddie Mercury.
Well, I mean, there are
pulled out, incubated, and put back in.
People just get caps. Like I mean, Amy Poehler talked about, and I know that this is like a whole thing. Apparently, Lauren Michaels is like very insistent that the performers fix their teeth. And so she talked about it in her book about how, you know, when that happened, because she had kind of jacked up teeth. But like, I mean, legit, it's like everybody, like everybody's had work done, and it's terrifying.
I have started getting little things done here and there, and I like it.
Oh yeah.
I can see completely how you get hooked on it. Like, I did LASIK a couple of months ago. It all started, honestly, like, I used to be like Bob Marley level, like, don't touch anything on my body. Like, you know the story. They were like, you have cancer in your pinky toe. If you just chop that off, you'll be good. And he's like, no, jaw doesn't allow it. And 6 months later, he had like tumors the size of onions in his brain.
Right.
I used to be like that. I would be like, don't even pull my wisdom teeth. Eventually, I got these two pulled. And I was like, oh, my life has gone on without. And now I have lopsided teeth. This is weird. Like, this is like some hillbilly cyberpunk modification I've made. And from there, I've done LASIK, and now I'm like, I'm starting to lose it. It's like thinning up here. So, like, you can fly to Turkey for $3,000 and just get like a new hairline. It's great. Like, I mean, I just hope I don't get like a really racist Turkish dude who's like, oh, nice Greek name, Dick. And then, like, you know,
yeah,
knocks me out and uses my back hair up there or something like that. It's completely the instant you get that sense of, like, the first time you ever lifted and you got that first muscle and you're like, I can modify myself. And then once you learn to do it, like, chemically or surgically, it's that much more addictive. You're like, I'm not stuck with anything.
I'm gonna try that lifting thing, that muscle thing.
Yeah,
pretty
it's
good.
Great. No, I did for a long time, and when I finally got like a tricep, that was my first muscle that ever popped. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of I don't know. It's a different type of vanity where I feel like I only want to do things where I have to work.
That
bring
me closer to JT.
That bring me closer to Justin Timberlake.
But you have to work to afford the surgery.
Right.
There's that. So it's all work.
Yeah.
Come on. What do you want? What are your dream surgeries? What are your top five surgeries?
Honestly,
fast.
I can't think of any.
Extra foot.
What would I want?
Extra foot.
Yeah. She's a runner. I'm just thinking out loud here. Just spitballing.
What would I want? I really got to think about this.
I feel like LASIK would be number one for me, but I don't know if that's cosmetic. I mean, it certainly is life.
It's so sweet. Think about it. If it goes down with the zombies, you don't want to be that Twilight Zone episode where everyone dies except for the one guy, and he's like, I finally get to read my books, and then his glasses fall and shatter. He's like, oh, no.
It's tough. I don't really
quick want. Josh, say things you want to change about her. Get
yeah,
in trouble.
Please, please.
This is good. This is a good bit.
I don't know.
Make your one eye match the other.
Yeah. Probably my. I mean, it sounds.
Would you change one of your eyes? You like the Max Scherzer one eye color?
The David Bowie.
That's a great call. I would want. That's the winner. I would have two different color eyes.
Really?
I think it's so dope and like
heterochromia or something.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's really cool, and I've also noticed it makes people uncomfortable. Like kind of one of the partners that we work with at work, when he comes in, he has two different color eyes, and you could see people like not knowing which eye to look at. Because in the same way that I could just look at you and I'm just looking at you, when you see two things that are asymmetrical, you kind of flip-flop one.
Oh,
or the
it's
other.
Difficult. I have customers with lazy eyes, and the cheat that I learned from Dwight Schrute is to look between their eyebrows.
There you go.
Interesting.
All right.
So yeah, I would do that.
You would disfigure yourself. In other words,
I would
go the other way.
I would fuck it all up. Well, I also have this like, I kind of wrote about this one time about, you know, like when I like lost my job and then like my mom died and I was like, I'm fucking shave my head. It's like, I'm just going to go right down to the ground level and see. And of course, I never did it.
So you did date Britney.
And then I'm going to smash this paparazzi with an umbrella. But yeah, so I feel like that would be my move. And again, like I said, I think it's a vanity on a different level where instead of making myself more beautiful, right? Because
of course,
no. But like honestly, I feel like I would.
You would level the playing field so other women had a chance,
so they could compete. But I think it's because I like resent the objectification and the like needless perfection, right?
Okay. It's,
and maybe that's where my obsession comes from, is I'm just like, yo, if truly like the most beautiful person, Giselle, like she's had a nose job, she's had her chin done or whatever. Uh-huh. By the way, all these people are gonna sue me.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
It's totally fine.
It'll be me that gets the lawsuit.
Right. Right. Yeah, so. But yeah, like I think that's where it comes from. I'm just like, nah, not me, B. Like, I'm not doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am so shallow in the opposite of that. I'm like, I would just do everything if I had the money. I don't care.
It's funny that, like, I've never, and not for lack of needs, but I never really even thought of doing that. It just wasn't even in, like, my realm of, it never crossed my mind. And now, I wouldn't say it's something I think about, but I have friends who are like, yeah, I had a nose job, or yeah, I had this done. I'm like, huh, I know some people who've done that now. Now mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like such a foreign Hollywood elite concept.
I would, of course, do like lipo type stuff, but I feel then you just start to. I've heard if you get like your gut done, for example, then like fat would just store in your arm or shoulder, like weird places that wouldn't have fat cells. Your fat, you know, you got to go feeding
right.
it. Yeah,
it's like because it can no longer go there.
Exactly,
right? That's like a whole thing.
So suddenly you're like, I have fat eyelids. How is that even a thing?
Oh man, that sounds terrible.
It does look like the bees got you. Yeah. I don't know. It's not good. All right, so we can. I want to do that as a full segment. Just celebs that. Let's do that for the next time. Celebs that.
Come.
I will.
With materials.
I'll come.
Yeah.
I'll come. Correct.
A PowerPoint, maybe.
That's right. Ooh, slideshow.
We have the camera for it now. That I have my little $50 camera here working. Do we do the relative fame now?
So
Josh?
Yeah. So the way this was, we were talking about this one night. We had like a friend over. And we were just talking about. I don't even know how it started necessarily, but maybe it was about
just
like what's
you.
The best level of fame? Like what is the best from 1 to 10? And we can get. Let's come back to that sort of thesis or question later. But like, what from if 10 is the most famous person in the world? Let's just say Donald Trump or
The Rock
or whatever. They're the same person, I think. Yes. They're tens. And ones, I think we decided one was like someone who has like their own Wikipedia page or a blue check mark or like that people generally know. It doesn't have to be like well known.
That is a
not
high
well-known. Not
bar
well-known,
for one,
like,
I would say.
Like if you...
Would you not say one is like a local newscaster or some crap?
Yeah, okay. Like you locally, that person is definitely
like
people would
some
know.
Crap.
Like if you would go
done something
to a restaurant and someone would be like, "There is Topper Shut, meteorologist." You
oh
know?
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
I would
Topper
be Shut's so
a solid one to me.
Yes,
that guy's
okay.
like a hard one. So
on
yeah,
the Shut
so
scale,
the Shut number one on the Shut scale, number 10 in your heart.
Yeah.
And so we just started lobbing celebrities out there.
Sorry. I'm now just thinking Topper Shut enjoying his clams and linguine.
Topper Shut is
going
to like get all
sure,
these emails
kid, want
being
an
like,
autograph.
Did you hear you were a one?
Yeah.
All his RSS feeds for himself or whatever are going to just start pinging.
It'll be like, did you hear that someone talked about you eating linguine?
You know that I'm intolerant of that.
Yeah. So, I think we spent maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, it was a long
time. It just
I don't know you guys
rolling.
Partied like that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It's going to be a long night, John.
So, yeah. So, we even emailed each other the next couple days with more, like, stupid people to rank.
You guys have an enviable life. I just want to say that.
Looking up plastic surgeries and ranking the fame of others.
This is a good life.
Guys,
never take it for granted.
Is pretty great. Going
this is
well.
Awesome.
I will go first. What would you say, 1 to 10, how would you rank Meatloaf? And we're talking current, ooh, present, not at their peak.
Okay,
not
Bat Out of Hell, or even not, Bat Out of Hell 2, back into Hell Meatloaf.
Yeah, not Fight Club Meatloaf. No. We're talking two-day Meatloaf. Don't even know the last time the guy performed. Mm-hmm. I know he like fell off a stage or collapsed on a stage recently in the last whatever year or so.
Okay, so again, 10 is worldwide
10
mega
is
fame.
Mega fame. There's certain, you know, Taylor Swift is a 10,
I was,
probably.
When I played this game earlier today with my friend, he was like, what is a 10? T-Swizz came to
yeah,
my
she
mind.
Is.
So,
how much surgery, by the way, real fast?
Not much. Nose.
Oh, I love her so much.
Not much, but yes to the nose.
She has enough years to really get
that's true,
down
right,
the road.
Right, right.
God, when is she going to tend to those hags crow feet, am I right?
uh Yeah, let's talk about someone who looks just like Taylor Swift, Meatloaf.
Okay, yes.
And I am going to say that I think Meatloaf is a 6.
I want a calibration here. Whoa, yeah, that is...
Okay, well, why don't you guys say yours, and then we can figure out what the right number is.
I think you are incredibly biased by your love for a climactic song.
Are you the child of
rock operas? I mean, I grew up on rock operas, guys. I'm sorry.
A 6 in 2019.
Sure.
Good
yes,
Lord.
Josh, you can talk you take down. A walk.
Well, tell me what you think.
Because
I feel this
out.
Is like a good calibration point.
Yeah.
I honestly was going to put him at a 2 or 3.
Okay.
Gee, you know what? 2 out of 3 ain't bad because that's.
Nailed it.
Yes.
That, I was literally thinking 2 or 3 on the loaf, and let's just play it safe because he could be like huge in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, let's say 3 for the loaf.
I mean,
okay, so here's some reasons why I thought. Name recognition alone, Meatloaf.
That is true.
Nothing
for
like it.
Years,
no.
my mom, one time to boost my ego when I was a husky little boy, was talking about like rock singers who got ass without being in shape. She's like, "You're kind of like a Meatloaf." Now that I know what that is, I'm gonna drive home and burn down my house.
Yeah, I think name recognition. I think.
Wait, time out. Can I just like clarify on that? So name recognition, it's interesting that you say that because like...
What if people just like the dish and not the...
Well, yeah. I wonder if you Google it, which one comes up first.
Okay.
Ooh, that's an
Boston
interesting
Market's
criteria.
Meatloaf.
But even like meatloaf. The idea that if he was walking down the street, you may know that Meatloaf is a person, right? Like there may be a conversation in which people are like, this song is Meatloaf.
Yeah.
But like, would you be able to be like, that man...
That was another Saturday night with
that man coughing over there is Meatloaf.
So, yeah, maybe a lot of people wouldn't recognize him. Maybe that would take some points off. But I'm saying, if you guys are both at 2-3, we can work our way down from 6 for sure.
Do we have to agree?
No, no. But I'm saying you can talk me down from 6.
Those that agree get to beat the outlier.
we would like shot of tequila for the person who's the farthest out each time through.
All right, let's do it round robin then. I feel we calibrated on the loaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kalane, or do you want me to go? Because I have a musician.
I'm going to go down. I'm going to take mine down to like a 4.
Okay.
Based off what you guys have said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here is my pick. Also from the world of music, because Josh brilliantly suggested that we go with different guys. I'm going to go with different fields, I should say. Metallica singer James Hetfield.
What?
I picked some niche stuff, exactly. Like,
what?
To those that know rock music.
I'm going to say three.
I would have come out, honestly, with about like a 2.5, let's say, yeah.
Can you answer this question for the people who don't listen to metal music? Is that the lead?
Yeah, that's the lead singer.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, that helps.
Like, you would, he at one point had the very recognizable, like, gay biker beard going, yeah.
Okay,
For people of a certain generation where Enter Sandman was on MTV 24/7, like James Hetfield is a name they know. And I feel quickly they now don't know that.
Yeah.
Correct.
He is waning quickly.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say that in his prime, and I just think this is in his prime, he was probably a 7, maybe an 8.
Wow,
and now
that's high.
And maybe he's a 2.
Okay. No one's losing a finger here. Yakuza style.
Close.
We're all simpatico. All right, Kalane, what you got for us?
I think I'm curious.
And has James Hetfield had plastic surgery?
I'll never know.
Has he had his tits done?
I barely even know his name, I have not looked him up. All right, I'm going to go a different direction also. Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel is a wild card here.
Oh, Angela Merkel, yeah. Who's going first here?
I mean, I can go.
Okay.
I think she is a solid 5. Just a 5. I feel like she's known there she's of world leaders, one of the only ones that Americans could recognize, and therefore I believe
you're so optimistic.
this is too niche. I'm going to go lower than you. I'm going to say I'm going to say with all due respect to Angela.
Mm-hmm.
And saving the world.
One of like one of the one Germans I've ever appreciated
and not hated.
Her and Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes.
I'm going to give her a 3. Right. I think if you know who she is, of course, she like her importance, her power,
mm-hmm.
very high. But her,
both aphrodisiacs.
Very sexy. The thing I like about her and Dirk. But yeah, three. There's just too many people who don't know anything, and she is just a woman.
I am going. Oh, I am.
I didn't mean it like that, but now I know how that sounded.
That is the episode title. Let me write that down.
Just a woman.
Just a woman.
Well, if I had said just a guy, I was trying to.
You could have said just a girl, like, and we could have gone back to Gwen Stefani.
And her enhanced bust on the Stefani?
No.
Really? Oh.
I don't think. I think she has tinies.
Taylor, I think, snuck some in, like, Paris Maybe. Hilton style, where they went from, like, an A to a B, and you're just like, tasteful. Nice. I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm a believer that we are legit in one of the dumbest countries on Earth, and outside of America, she is huge. I'm going to go 7 on Angela Merkel. Like, I really, my belief in the stupidity of the average American is very strong. As strong as her German resolve. And I'm going to go with 7 on Angela. Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you don't know the name Angela Merkel, you are stupid, but thank you for listening.
If you thought it was Angela.
Yes.
Because you read it in the newspaper.
Like the girl from The Office.
Welcome to this new millennium.
Do you think that Donald Trump could pull her out of a lineup of similar looking women?
Oh, you just.
I'm not talking about like Angela Merkel lookalikes. Like Angela Merkel, fake Angela Merkels who play Vegas as Angela Merkel. I'm talking about
There's so many.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of German ladies.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think if you're
Depends
not.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, I think if you're not. And they're all dressed alike. They're literally lineup.
Like,
but they're regular
people. We're not trying to trick the man. We are just trying to see if he recognizes someone he has spent time in the same room with on multiple days.
I think there's a good chance that if you put her in like a crop of generally plain but effective women, he would not know who she was.
Like, we just sweep like the Aldi in Schottenheim or something like that. Yeah. That's a coin flipper. If he's having a good day, he can do it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go. I feel mine are all like kind of fringe.
I did fringe too. Don't worry.
But I feel like we should get one like real famous person out there.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to pick someone famous, and I'm going to say Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey has some good fame, more fame than I think the other people we've spoken about.
Tina Fey work done.
I don't know.
Third areola.
I don't know.
Okay.
Partially because I haven't looked because I don't want
to. You don't
want to
tear her down?
Yeah.
I just don't want it to be true. But I don't know that there is any.
She's half Greek, so it could just be a lot of waxing. It could just be like that Kardashian thing where it's like underneath all that hair is a beautiful lady.
Right.
He's had it all lasered.
Yeah.
To never come back. I'm going to go Tina Fey. We haven't heard from her in a little bit.
No, we have not.
I'm going to say Tina Fey is a 7.
Can we do an interlude on the disappointment that Kimmy Schmidt has become?
I haven't seen
a
latest.
New one.
We still watched, season 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might want to leave it there.
Okay. Yeah, we
you might want to leave
can.
It there.
I'm good at leaving shows behind.
Really?
I know there are a lot of people who are like,
oh,
I got to go through. I'm great at just being like, you know what? It's been a good
That's
run.
Like a Lost situation. For me, Lost, if you were starting Lost right now, I'd be like, stop. I would have to look it up which one is which. But like maybe it's season 4. Be like, just stop there. That's a great moment to get out on. Don't need to see the last.
You're like, Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend's fine. What's up? Okay. Tina suffers, I think, on the world front. I think Tina in like America is like maybe even like a 7 or 8, but I think she has almost zip international fame. So Tina might be falling more to like a 4 or 5 because of that. But like America, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like no one doesn't know Tina Fey. Like she's skewed younger because for a while 30 Rock was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. My mom via SNL.
Yeah.
Would know Tina Fey. Like she's big enough that she has an Amex commercial series.
She's starred in a couple movies.
The Sarah Palin impersonation was like it became
huge.
A part of
She was a 9 during that
100%.
Sure was.
100%. Yeah, I think that's a great qualification there, John, that she, like, nationally is, I think she's still pretty strong, probably a 7. Okay. But globally, less, and I feel like it's very Amerocentric for me to comment on what that is. But I think she's probably like a 7. And in the height of her kind of like, what's it called? Her Sarah Palin impersonation.
Her Palinosity.
Her Palinosity.
Okay, then, you know what? Spurred on by your Tina Fey.
Okay.
And this is going to delve into a whole other world that I think deserves bringing up. And I actually shamefully did not have a star of this world mentioned. Mm. The feature of Nailin Palin, actress Lisa Ann.
I'm not going to Google that for you to see who that is, Colleen.
She is, I mean, she's a pornographic actress. She has had a sports show for a while, I think, on Sirius. That might have gone the way of the dodo. But she was, I mean, that was one of those last times that I think there was any sort of, like, very, even somewhat famous porn. That
is she the woman who had, like...
fake amnesia over here.
The one who did that thing? No. Is she the one who said she dated athletes? Like, she had, like, a bunch of athletes she had dated? Is that her?
That could be her. I think that might be Mia Khalifa's shtick as well.
No, that, I know. I'm not thinking of her.
Busted! That sinner!
I'm not thinking of Mia Khalifa. Okay. I think it is Lisa Ann. I remember... She was, like, dating a...
Much younger athlete.
Like,
at
a Notre Dame basketball player or something.
Yeah, that's her, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked weird. Him. He looked like a dinosaur.
I can't remember who or...
It was Baby Dinosaur.
I want to say his name
he
was DJ
He had a
something.
Row of plates on his head.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I think it was DJ something.
You can Google, yeah.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that is a weird niche world because I feel more than even music, porn is fractured as hell these days. Like, you'll kind of just, if you look at it, you'll look at what you like. You have no exposure or need to expose yourself to any sort of mainstream, whatever's left of that in porn.
Yeah.
But the dudes that would recognize, like Ron Jeremy had a great quote. I forgot why he was in the House or something like that. Yeah. And he was just like, you'd be amazed how many congressmen recognized me. You know, just it's there was a time where shit, I should go on Ron Jeremy, but we'll do Lisa Ann. I would put Lisa Ann at like a solid, God, like two or not three. I'll do three. She more than most porn stars, I think, has some sort of recognition, or at the very least, you could see her and be like, oh, it's the porn lady that was Sarah Palin.
I'm gonna go 2.
Okay.
I think in her worlds, in the circles that she's big huge. In, she will be the biggest person in the room.
She's the
but
10.
I think that there could be 2 people who pretend they don't know her also.
Yeah, I'm not going to count. Like, if your synapse is fire, like, we're going to hook you up to...
Okay, this is a truth serum situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to still stay 2, though, because I just don't... I think there's enough people who not necessarily... I think there are a lot of people whose porn proclivities are not like following certain people. It's just like, I'll get porn.
They're mercenaries. Just whatever's
porn,
on.
Porn
yeah.
mercenaries. Not I think there's only like 5 people who porn stars who like a lot, the average person could name.
Yeah. And I feel that would skew really like older too. Like Ron Jeremy would be one and people would be like, is Jenna still taking
Jenna
it?
Jameson, yeah.
Like, those are literally the only 2 names I could possibly know. And Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea.
No,
I have no idea who
it's
this
a really
that
weird
is.
Like it's now more based on the site than the actress. Like people like if you hear Bang Bros, I think the average person will be like, "Okay, yeah, I've heard of Bang Brothers. That's a good person over there."
I have no idea anything that you're talking. It would be like me being like dropping like different like runners. If I was like Galen Rupp, you'd be like,
"What?"
Like who? Right, yeah. Exactly. So
there's
like
runners?
Yeah. Several.
Okay. For fun though, right?
Right.
For
yeah,
fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have no idea this woman that you're talking
okay.
about. My next pick, I'm gonna go with something that I think is kind of funny, and I wanna do a little then and now.
Sure.
What do you think? Remember Joe Millionaire?
Yes.
What do you think Joe Millionaire I mean, now he's a zero.
He
right?
is not like, a one.
He's not even
he's
a one.
He's
he
one.
May have. He may have a Wikipedia
Topper Shut
page.
Is offended you brought him up in this game.
But like
Topper Shut has put down his fork and his plate of clams and linguine.
But what do you think Joe Millionaire was at the time that show? For those of
see, this is another one that suffers with the international. But let's just say America.
Yeah, just
the only
America.
Country that matters.
the guy. If anybody does not recall the show, it was one in which
it was the best premise.
It
ever.
Was such
it was
a
amazing.
Great. It was really a great premise of a reality TV show, basically just to catch like money grubbing gold diggers. The guy, you know, it was a bachelor scenario, and the women show up.
Laughing just hearing it.
Yeah,
again.
And they've been told that this person is extremely rich, a multimillionaire.
Yes,
and that they are competing for his heart, but of course they're also competing for his dollars.
Yes,
and so
and in real life he was just a construction.
He
worker.
Was just a regular.
Yeah.
Like
his name is Evan Marriott.
Evan Marriott. That's by the way. That might all
sounds
they
fake.
Should they should have gone with like Evan Marriott, comma millionaire.
Yeah,
I would believe it.
Yeah. Did they not say that was part of the shtick that he was of like the Marriott family or something like that?
I don't
that,
think they did.
They didn't. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway,
I don't remember that.
That show needed to go farther to the point where like all the women were sabotaging their birth control, and then just like a 9 months later thing where they all have kids.
Have babies. Yeah, that would have turned out.
And
poorly.
Fox is just paying them like $200 a month to have their little bastards.
He must have been a six.
I'm going to say seven in the day. That was gigantic.
We had, I was a freshman in college when that show was on. And I remember we actually all, for the finale, we all went to one room to watch. Like we had like 20 people jammed in a room
like
watching.
Like 9/11.
There was just as many tears at the end. they lied. Yeah, it was huge. It was really huge.
You're right. It wasn't the Saudis that blew up the Twin Towers. No, go on.
This was an inside job also.
I was going to put him at the time, honestly, at least like you said, in the States, like an eight. I feel like this show had salience and he was the only known figure, right? Like he was Joe Millionaire.
Oh, it was literally the credits was like Joe Millionaire and then like whores 1 through 8.
Right, right. Exactly. So I think he was probably an eight because it was like, it was the fodder on all the talk shows.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah, everyone loved it.
He had an appearance on Don and Mike. That's
big.
Yeah.
I feel like he was on late night TV. He was on daytime TV. He was like morning show fodder. So
everyone.
I might even put him up to a nine at this point. Like
he was gigantic.
Gigantic.
Okay, you've definitely talked me up to a seven minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that if it had gone the other way, if it had been a millionaire woman and all these dudes pining for her, do you think it would have played out similarly?
Like, someone would have gotten punched.
I find
for
that,
sure someone's getting punched.
But I
punched.
Find that like, I don't, this is not a judgment on the women of the show, mm-hmm. but I feel like men are actually like too stupid to care about a woman's money. They only
would
care about the looks.
I think they're also very insecure, and like the idea of a woman out
yeah,
earning
a
man
woman,
would
yeah.
like there,
that's
look,
a huge
and
turnoff for some people.
For some people, but I imagine that the casting of the show would have found people for whom like that would have been a big allure.
You can quite easily, I think, find men that are down for the loot. I mean, to me, well, first of all, Sinbad did a great bit on how men do not care. Like you'll bang a hot fry cook, like you just don't give a damn. And if there is a truth teller in this universe, it's Sinbad. Put him on the list. So we got to debate Sinbad. And
I learned, by the way, he does not write any material.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all straight from the dome. Anyway, continue.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was performing like material written for him.
No. It's he just riffs. Just goes.
I thought you were going to say he pre-recorded it and then just lips.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Now that's Britney Spears. And we're back.
Yes. Call back. what were we? Oh, would it work with? First of all, you will find men. And second of all, that is something I've had to suss out actually with my shrink the last year or so, given how my mom works financially, which is she is like a vortex. Like it's just a wishing well. You can throw money at it and it'll just disappear and you're like, wow, well, still? well. But it was brought to my attention, like, look, you can have a partner who actually earns money and helps and isn't a negative on that front. And now that has started kicking around my head, I dig someone that's bringing money to the table, especially if it's more than me. So what? I think that's cool.
Yeah.
My pops, actually, my mom, when they met, my mom was like really like a huge writer over at in the publishing world and was doing great for herself. And then she got pregnant and like her filthy inner Greek person kicked in. And she was like, oh, I'm just a stay-at-home wife now. My dad must have been like, son of a bitch. Like, you were making so much more than me. So, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Word to the wise.
Such a bad bit.
Okay. I have a few here. You guys want to pick from a list?
Sure. And then do we want to just kill it with this, like, after this?
Yeah,
or
sure.
Or do we do the
sure,
second
yeah,
bit?
Because then,
oh, yeah, we're already 45, man. We can
look at us.
Jose Canseco, Lorena Bobbitt, or Haley Joel Osment?
Wait. Can you say
Jose Canseco, Lorena Bobbitt, or Haley Joel Osment?
I'm going to do I say we debate Sixth Sense, kid. What say you?
I'm down.
Okay, the
that.
Most relevant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would put him, again, this is a man who, a boy who was probably a 9 at the peak, I would say.
You sound like you're ranking his looks. You're like, he was so goddamn
was damn
beautiful.
Cute. He was cute. Really, really cute. I'm going to say Haley Joel Osment. And is it Osment or Osment?
I mean,
I thought it was Osment.
Osment, okay.
Oh, okay. Almost Turkish.
I'm gonna go with a 3.
I think it's Osment, and I hope that you took that into consideration that you don't even know how to pronounce his name
in
your fame calculation. I'm going to give him a 5 because he recently was in Silicon Valley. So he's
and that show is seen by thousands.
But I feel like he's at least more relevant than
he's been in stuff. I think he was in like the Entourage movie.
Was it
or
Tusk,
something.
The Kevin Smith film. Was he not in that?
I have no idea.
I think he's done stuff. I mean, he's just not like.
Yeah.
He hasn't died.
You know what?
He's done
I'm going
things,
back.
Yeah.
I'm going back down. I'm going to meet you at 3. You're right.
He's a 3.
I mean, again, I would give him an in the dare of like 8.
Yeah.
That guy
huge.
Was everywhere.
Yeah. Sixth Sense, he was like the it kid.
And then they put him in AI.
And he was also in, like, back when it was a thing, like, Tiger Beat Meg. You know,
oh,
like,
was?
Yeah. Like, I feel like in the same way that, I mean, look, he's no Jonathan Taylor Thomas. But,
yeah.
Like, they were trying to be like, look at this remix of floppy hair. That
don't
you
like
love.
How all the kid stars, just like the serial killers, get, like, all 3 names?
Yeah, you're right. Well, that's actually a thing. Like, we were just, when he showed up on Silicon Valley, I was like, that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Josh is like, no. And I was like, yeah, it is. And he's like, no, that's the wrong person. I was like, well, it's somebody else with 3 names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that there are any – this is a question I'd written down about this. Do you think that there are any child actors who are currently above an 8?
As
like,
in they,
when they
have
were
they
child
up?
Actors, they've grown up and they could be like, you know, I don't think Drew Barrymore's an 8. I don't think.
Justin Timberlake.
I was just going to say, like the Mouseketeer thing.
Oh,
isn't your dream girl like a Mouseketeer?
Yeah, I forgot about
that. I mean, Will
I
Smith was a, I guess if you don't want to consider, he was
like
a teenager.
A child.
Okay.
Yeah. Child.
Little kid.
Like even, yeah, I don't know. Like, Dakota Fanning is probably not like an 8. She's doing well for herself.
God, she really hasn't had much of a
Joseph
career
Gordon-Levitt,
like that.
Maybe? I mean, you just mentioned him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I mean, we know there's obviously that narrative about child actors, but it is weird that there are no one, unless we're just not thinking of someone, no one that's in like everyday life, pop culture, everyday life was a child actor. Didn't
I think clearly we're forgetting like
yeah,
a lot
I think,
of people.
I
hope we get hate mail
right.
after this. Like you piece of crap. Here.
It will be Haley Joel Osment. What the hell? I'm a 3.
That'd be great.
I saw dead people.
He was a huge fan of the show up until then.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I would rank him. God, Haley. Now he's like a. Jesus, he might be like a. Well, he's got to be above Hetfield. I'm sorry. So he's maybe like
he's
a 3.
Still getting free
5.
Meals if he wants them.
Pretty much, yeah. He's like, look at this face. And they're like, dude, what's wrong? Do you have an allergy? Did a bee sting you? He's like, look.
If you've seen him, he's had many, many free meals too.
Many LBs. Many LBs added. I feel like that. So, I mean, you had asked earlier, and I think I definitely want us to come back to like what the ideal level of fame is.
Okay. So do we each lob one last one out?
Yeah.
That was my last one. Okay. We'll kill it there.
And then we'll figure out ideal fame level. Here is this is my strongest pick. I was really proud of this one. Gilbert Gottfried.
Wow.
I have a friend, and I will not say who it is, who thinks that Gilbert Gottfried is doing a yellow face act. He believes
what?
The whole thing about Gilbert Gottfried is he's doing yellow face. And
that's just his face. That's racist.
I'm just putting it out there. I just want people to think about it. Okay, I'm going to give...
He's doing a shrill voice, but...
I think there's some eyes stuff that maybe not...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know. This is... It's not my theory. Gilbert Gottfried.
Does your friend have a lot of these weird theories, or this is just like his pet thing?
My friend has... many weird things.
I was going to say, it's
not like a tinfoil hat situation, but it's free thinker, we'll call.
Okay. Mm. How does he feel about Jessica Biel's eyes? Because those are certainly exotic.
Mm. I haven't asked. I'll follow up next episode. We'll get an update on that.
I want an affidavit.
I would give Gilbert Gottfried, I think, a 4.
I'm going to go 5. I think he's recognizable. I think his voice is recognizable. I think he is talented. I think he's talented. I think he has like some big hit things that he's
like the Aflac duck.
Yeah.
I'm going to die on this hill. I think he's a secret 7.
A secret seven.
That voice. He's the voice of the damn parrot or whatever.
Yeah.
That voice alone, again, not many people, if we're talking legit, they have to pull the name out of their ass, he might be a 4. But if I play you one clip, they'd be like, oh, that guy.
But it is also such a, no offense, like a ludicrous, like it's such a, you know, it's either, you know, the GG, it's such a funny name that I think it does stick. Gilbert Gottfried sticks
great.
In people's.
Great, very alliterative.
Yeah.
Good for his parents. No, but I mean, I guess like.
Has he had surgery?
I hope so. But no, I think there was a time in the 90s.
He's had eyelid surgery.
He's had Botox. That dude's had Botox. His face is like, it is tight.
I think in the 90s, he was your solid 7. I think today he's not. I think his most recognizable stuff now is he, I guess, said something relatively racist, maybe yellowface, a few years ago. Or maybe it was about 9/11. It was
about when the Japanese got hit by the... tsunami or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a tsunami or a hurricane or the thing that screwed up the whole nuclear power plant?
Yeah.
And then he made a lot of cracks about that, and then it turned out like Affleck is huge.
Right, and they were like, Affleck was like, nah, B, like, you gotta stop.
They're like, we have to cut you loose.
And can you do a different voice, and then we can keep you on?
Yeah. Tsunami tweets. Tasteless tsunami tweets is what I'm seeing.
By the way, these were all so dumb, but I love all of them. I'll stand by them. They're just dumb. Like,
sounds like you're dying on a lot of hills Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the secret 7.
Oh, I'm reading them now. They are.
They're just
Can
dumb.
You give us one?
Okay. This is Gilbert Gottfried saying it. I just
Can
split
you do
up
it
with
in
my
his
girl.
Voice?
No, I will not. I just split up with my girlfriend, but like the Japanese say, there'll be another one floating by any minute now.
Oh, oh my.
Ooh. This is like Michael Scott quoting Wayne Gretzky. Josh Bard does Gilbert Gottfried.
He also runs with famous people because he's still, I think he's like a very well-respected comic. So
he is.
I think in the comic circles, he is still in the upper echelon. Like he's, you know.
He's like a 9 to comics.
Yeah. He's not like super popular or super hip, but he is like a respected comedian to two respected comedians. He's your favorite comedian's favorite comedian.
Send us out with one more.
I got a good one if you want.
Good. Yeah.
Stanley from The Office.
Oh.
Ooh, Kerplunk.
Yeah.
Was that a bad one? All right.
I don't even know the guy's name. He couldn't be
right.
more than a
But like,
two.
Are you this telling me you see that guy at a restaurant and you're not like, that's fucking Stanley from
I'd
The Office.
I'd lose my mind.
Right.
But yeah.
I would definitely
a,
buy
I gotta
the man
be
a pretzel.
On the spectrum and B, pretzel day.
Do you think he just gets pretzels all the time?
But
yeah, and he gladly accepts
a pretzel.
Each one.
We don't even make pretzels. Send him one.
Do it. haven't you seen the show?
Right. Like, but don't, I mean, I feel like there's, he's so recognizable.
In
but
that one.
Has he, do you know Stanley's a like single a other thing he's been
Does
in?
Does he
He's
to?
A two. He's a two to me.
A two?
He's a two.
You guys are dumb. He's on television every single day 40 times. You're wrong. You're just straight wrong. Like,
you
literally,
don't know his name. You couldn't tell me one other thing he's done.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He could have one lane and still be the most famous person in the world. He's not. But he, I honestly think he's an eight today. Today.
Eight? What did I say Meatloaf was that you got ballistic
on?
It
was a seven.
I'll put Loaf versus the Hudson any day. Yeah.
I mean, if Stanley from The Office walks down the street, everybody knows who that is.
You sound like someone who's into heroin in the mid-2000s.
Who is
like,
also his agent.
Yes. Who doesn't know what Narcan is?
That person is either dead or still into heroin. I just want to be clear.
Like, when you get into, the drug scene, there's certain things you just consider acceptable that, every day you're fine with vomiting all the time and just certain talking dopamine
I just do
and
this
receptors
now.
And things. Yeah. But to anyone outside of that world, they're just like, what are you talking about? Any of that? That's what The Office is. Like, to those inside it, you're like, of course, Nate. Nate, the guy that Dwight picked up and spoke Spanish to, but then he spoke English with him. And everyone else would be like, what the
But you think he's an eight?
I think he's an eight.
Eight.
And I'm not
and
coming
nothing
down.
We've said has made you think
no,
anything
I
less
legitimately
than an
think that. I think that.
You think of that guy's going into a. Like, let's say. Let's say
I guess, by the way, it's in America. He's an eight.
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I've been thinking America
all
the time.
Want. Qualify
yeah.
with
if
LA.
That guy, let's say that guy lives in LA. And let's say that he's going to the hardest to get into restaurant tonight.
Yeah.
And he has no reservation because and
I
he
think
shows
the
up there and he goes,
he's eating out
he
the
goes,
dumpster
you
like a raccoon.
You think if he goes up there and he says, I am whatever his name is, I played Stanley on The Office, me and my wife would love to, we want to eat here tonight. You think 100% that guy is eating at that restaurant immediately?
I think the hostess
can
is
do
like,
that.
I think the hostess is like, I love The Office, come right this way. I 100%.
At the nicest restaurant in LA.
I hear the first part, but then it'd be immediately followed with, can you bring John Krasinski?
Yeah. Where's Michael Scott?
Yeah, I'll even
You get Michael Scott here, you guys can go in.
I'll even take Angela. What's
Guys, you're just wrong on this.
No, because
I'd love to hear from the listeners.
Okay, then by your...
Am I right or am I right?
By your standards,
the full
then,
lines are dead.
Like, Jim is a 10.
Yeah.
Dwight is like a 9.5.
Yeah. Pam is a 10 to you?
No, I would put them both.
Kevin's maybe
Kevin's
a 7.
Kevin is equal footing with Stanley.
I think Jim and Pam are 9s.
Oscar Nunez, Stone Cold 10, yeah.
He's probably a 9 because he's in Allstate commercials now.
Okay. I
just feel like the salience of The Office is so high that you don't need to know the guy's name to know that he is like...
I can't tell you how betrayed I feel about it. Like, I felt she was tracking the whole time with us, and then...
Do you think that he's more famous than, Courtney Cox, who is almost as frequently seen on TV?
Courtney Cox has world fame. The French, the way we
this
think
the
they
point.
Feel about Jerry Lewis, that's what they feel
and
about
even if,
Friends.
Even if we are talking, America only, to make it okay for Stanley, because I'm assuming... The British office is bigger in other countries, but
they each
every
have their own office.
Has one.
Yeah, they usually lasted two seasons. There's an Israeli office. It's weird, man.
Friends is on less than The Office, I would say right now, and Seinfeld is probably on just a tad less. But I don't think George Costanza is an 8 right now, and he is absolutely better.
He was
well-known.
In Dunstan Checks In.
I think he's an 8 also. Yeah, I think Courtney Cox is more of a star because
you think Courtney Cox is a 9 or a 10, that means, currently.
Wow. Maybe just a 8.5. Look. Wow. Look, guys.
You're getting desperate. You're changing the rules.
I'll
round up.
I'm happy
I'm
the
happy.
Episode is concluding with us tearing down a woman for her beliefs, but took us a while to
God
get
bless.
Here.
God bless.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Fight the power, ladies. The patriarchy is too strong.
Before we talk about the best level of fame, one question I wrote down that I was wondering is, do you think you know every 10? Let's say America 10.
No.
Do you know every...
every America 10?
I feel like
10?
You're pretty plugged in. I feel like you're
by
pretty plugged
into the
world.
By the definition, yeah, I would say,
there can't be that many 10s out there.
Yeah.
By the idea of 10s
I'll
being
roll
special.
The dice.
I think I know all the tens. I mean, couldn't make a list, but I don't think there's a 10 that I don't know of.
Including that Pearl Jam album.
There we go.
I just, again, having just been belittled, having just been belittled, I don't want to be, standards. I don't want to be so arrogant as to assume that I know all the tens, but
well,
I
can
do
you identify Lucille Bluth? Cause if you can't,
I can, but yeah, I mean, I think the answer is yes, but I also worked in opinion research, and so I'm going to give myself a margin of error.
Okay.
Smart. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very intelligent. Just want
to
be clear.
To not identify at 10, you're either like 5 or you're like 90.
Out of touch. You have to be so out of touch, I think, not to know at 10.
Like, you use colored inoffensively. Like, that level of old.
Okay, so John, what do you think the best level? Like, if you could just snap your fingers and you would be famous, what level do you want to be famous at?
Not 10. Absolutely, 10 is the fool's trap.
Yeah, of course.
Again, we've now completely blown what any of this means.
Let's do it on whatever scale you believe.
Okay. The highest I would want to go with that is like a 7. Like, you, the coolest fame is to be like big, and I mean huge, within one world, so you can get your ass kissed. You know who's got it right? Like a Mark Hamill. Like, Mark Hamill walks down the street. Yeah. The average person, like, I know, like, Star Wars was kind of big in its day. Wink, wink. but the average person can't really recognize Mark Hamill a ton anymore. But, like, Mark Hamill can go to, like, Star Wars events. And I mean legitimately, like, have concubines. Mm-hmm. Like, just live like a king. Like, officiate weddings. Have dogs brought up to him that are named after him, like Luke Skywalker and crap like that.
My sister had a rabbit named Cheetah Skywalker.
Wait, why is the rabbit a cheetah?
Don't ask questions.
No follow-up.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Like, there's a third dimension of fame, which is intensity, because it's, you know what I mean? I think it's not just a spectrum that is, like, linear. It's also like there's a depth to it, but I appreciate this exercise is not that, because like that glowing intensity, like, people would lose their effing minds.
Well, yeah, do you want to be Tom Cruise and like 10 women a day are still like, he impregnated me, but also he's gay?
You don't want that. And yeah, you don't want, if you make a mistake, to it like explode, like Tiger Woods, right? Tiger Woods. Oof. Was a 10.
Yep.
Yes. Maybe may still be
Tiger
in that
Tiger was still a hard 10.
Still, yeah, may still be in that 10
unequivocal
vicinity.
10.
But like, he makes a mistake and everyone comes out of the woodwork to be like, oh yeah, and by the way, he didn't just do it here, he did this.
How
he did
amazing
that, he did
that
this.
He kept it in the bag that long.
It's
I'm not
incredible.
Referring to his penis in a condom. Like, how great was that though? Like, until like the dam broke. Everyone was like sitting on this.
Yeah.
I love that Elon smashed the shit out of his back windshield.
Oh, yeah.
She was just
removed.
Like, oh, really?
With a golf club.
Yeah.
You're dead. Yeah. She's like, I'll use your instruments against you, dentist.
Yeah, that's one of the real downfalls of the 10, 9, I would say even 8. Like,
and also the temptation of doing stuff like that, right? Like, you get this invincibility feeling because everybody worships you, and then you think you can go down this path. You get away with it for long enough, and then you are just, like, debased.
I will give you another example of fame, and I don't know where to clock this guy, but I talked about him an episode or two ago, and now I'm forgetting his name. So we'll go with Shannon O'Neill of UCB. You guys are staring at me blankly. In that little New York improv world, she's like a god.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anyone would know who she is. And yeah, if she left even New York, you would just be like, who?
You'd be like, who?
Yeah.
So she's got you're saying she has a good level.
That's a cool level. Yeah. Like, as long as you have,
I feel like I recognize her from TV shows.
Yeah, she has been on TV, definitely. Okay. But yeah, if there's like one world, and as long as it's not a sad world, but a cool world, like, I don't want to be like the king of the Civil War reenactors. Like, that sounds like some horrible, like, wish with the devil that went wrong.
Yeah.
To quote Hank Hill, where you turn to a baby with a gold head. But that, to me, that's cool. Like, as long as there's a nice world where you can get your ego properly fluffed and then you can make some money and, like, a great mate is a reward for you. Like, mm-hmm. someone you find gorgeous and intelligent, like, I like what you did.
And I think there's something interesting to me because going back to Tiger Woods, I feel, and he never had this, but when people fall from grace or when they basically, like, are has-beens, you don't end up at a seven. You end up at like a two or a three, and that's that. Like, for some people, when they're on their way up, your boy, what was his name? The meteorologist?
Topper Shut.
Excuse me. Seven, like, he's probably ascending, and so to be a one or a two is like, that's a good spot to land, right? Like, that's, but if you fall back, that's a different story. That's like not so nice.
I feel like you just have no respect for the Topper train, and it's not stopping for anyone.
I mean, look, I'm just trying to rep for Angela Merkel out here. I think the ideal level of fame is a little bit less than a seven.
What's the level where you just can't get away from TMZ? Like eight to ten, you're like up to your neck in TMZ.
See, that's weird because that is a localized phenomenon. Like, if I'm Bella Thorne and I'm in L.A., they're just like, show us your unshaven pits. Let's see your coke nostrils. We love you, Bella. But like, if Bella goes to Tallahassee, people are just whistling at her ass. But they're like, I'm famous. You're like, who? Like, I just wanted to bang you in the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I think I agree with you that it's localized. So I think in L.A., it's like an eight. Probably eight or nine, and TMZ's just
I think TMZ slums a little. Like,
yeah, I guess they do have their people they go for who are just gonna like give them like they would. I bet Lamar Odom had all the time. Who's definitely not above a five right now, currently. Definitely has people following him.
Lamar might be one of the most. Like, I swear to God, Lamar is almost like LeBron level fame though because of the Kardashian crap.
Yeah,
like my mom, but he's 100% now. Like, knew Lamar Odom stats thanks to the goddamn Kardashians.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think my ideal level of fame would be like a four or a five, not a fall from grace, four or five, but like.
So what celeb would that put you on par with?
Way behind Stanley. So
yeah,
Vance, Bob Vance, maybe.
I think like Billy Eichner.
Okay.
Like, I think Billy Eichner's higher, but that's fine. But I'm okay with that.
Maybe.
Do you have to talk like him?
I wish. But I feel like enough people recognize you. You probably get some dope shit. Like, mm-hmm. you probably get hooked up with stuff. Mm-hmm. You also can, like,
to be gay famous? Jesus, mm-hmm. that's just sex and poppers all day long.
But I just feel like you also could just, you could have a regular day in Minnesota. Like, you could just go.
Which is really what everyone wants out of life. Just to go to the Twin Cities, see the Thousand Lakes.
But I do feel like you could, like, go somewhere and be left entirely alone. And maybe someone out of the corner of their eye would be looking at you. And you'd have that knowing feeling.
If,
like,
Billy Eichner goes to Minnesota and anyone's looking at him, he's like, I know you're gay. Right.
But I think like a four or a five.
Billy Eichner.
I was going to go. It's good. I was going to go six. I was going to go.
So again, not Stanley level fame.
Not Stanley. Okay. Not Stanley. Not having.
I'm just picturing Stanley harassed by TMZ.
Well, don't
get out of my face.
He wouldn't be harassed by TMZ, but like, I guarantee you that there are times when he's like, I fucking wish I never did that show. Because he gets.
Never been a day.
Literally
where he
never.
Thought that. Never a day.
Guys, you don't think that every single day people are like, hey.
Literally, Stanley just goes to drive-thrus. He's like, hello,
obsessed.
Mac. I'll have another free McRib.
Like,
and that's
like if there was an office con, he would be the only one who I know would be there. Like, he would tour on that.
God, guys. Yeah. I'm going to just pretend that's just, you're both racist. Just because I want to. Now I want you on defense.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Six is good.
I'll improv that. Yes, and
six, you can get a lot of stuff done for you, a lot of stuff hooked up with. You get like the best of a lot of worlds without having too much spotlight.
I want less spotlight.
Yeah, I don't want the spotlight of an eight.
Of a Stanley.
I'd be okay with that kind of spotlight, actually. I don't want the spotlight of like what about like Colin Jost? Like, I know you said you don't watch a lot of SNL, but he's
I know
head
the
writer
name.
Of SNL.
He's a good. He's
for God's sake,
level.
He's having sex with admittedly a 2019 era ScarJo.
Yes. Oh, come on,
guys.
I'm a pig. Like,
guys,
I will put qualifiers
guys,
on ScarJo.
Lots knows big time.
Oh God, yeah.
But Colin Jost, he can probably go anywhere he wants to go. Without being completely mobbed.
But he's big, I would say, kind of in that New York
world. In the New York
world,
circle,
yeah.
Big. Probably known in L.A. But, like, across the country, he's got his face on TV for 15
that's
minutes
a week.
That's a great
pull, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he's a good
that's
level.
Like a good level of fame.
Good
to
level.
Me.
And probably makes really good money, you know.
He does not have to worry about stuff. A
couple hundred G's, yeah.
Right, and it's also probably really nice because Scarlett Johansson has lots of money also.
Yeah,
that is true, yeah. She's bringing way more money to the table.
A reverse Joe Millionaire
that's
situation,
right.
But she comes through.
Scar Joe Millionaire.
You know what she isn't bringing to the table, though? Those pre-Black Widow weight loss boobs.
yeah.
We sigh for reasons different.
Indeed, we do. trying to smash the patriarchy out here.
Yeah.
John was trying to smash something else.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Her circa lost in translation. Wait, she was 17 for that. But in New York, legal. And that's how you bow tie. No, I think, do we call it a day or is there more? Oh, I took off my fat person watch, the Fitbit. It's over there.
Good thing you haven't wasted any steps while it's been gone.
Yeah. Oh my, it's 7:16.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should maybe call
we
it.
Should go, yeah.
Ooh, I like your list here though.
Yeah, I got a good list, guys.
Nice and prepped. I want to do the show with you more. You're both incredibly prepped.
I'm gonna leave this teaser for the next time. I have an amazing this or that. I can't wait.
Well, whenever
do you
you'll
teasers?
Have me again. Sure, we do teasers. Like the signature Papa's Basement bit is we do teasers and then literally
and then
never address it again. Yeah.
Well, this one I mean, in the same passion that I have for Stanley being an 8 on
yeah,
the levels
you'll
of
remember.
Game, I will remember.
That's what I'm saying. You guys actually keep track of
I'm
things.
I'm pretty dogmatic here. I'm going to
yeah.
I'll be back. I'll
the
be
end of Star Trek 2 where Spock touches bones and he's like, "Remember." And that's you guys. All right. Can you please
do
promote
it.
The prompt, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. So if you are literate, and I really assume that you are.
40, batting about 300-400 of this audience.
No, but we run, all three of us write for the Prompt Mag. You can find us at thepromptmag.com. And it's a creative writing magazine. So maybe you pretend that you are not a writer and you actually fancy yourself one. We'd love to have your submissions. We do every other week. We kind of send out a prompt to our staff writers, but we welcome submissions. And moreover, we're always looking for more people to be a part of the community. So if you want to be inspired creatively, obviously read what we put out there. But you know, feel free to contribute because it's very much a productive, collaborative community. We toss out ideas. We do mini prompts. It's a really fun way to kind of kickstart your own creativity and to try to be a part of something. It's a great place to put your great ideas that, you know, McSweeney's won't take or that your mom
wow,
is tired
of reading.
Wow,
that one felt so targeted. Wow.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, it's honestly a great place. And,
screw McSweeney.
Yeah, and fuck McSweeney's. Come to the prompt. We got y'all.
Yeah, exactly. When the shouts and murmurs have spurned you. Also, printed copies of the prompt can be found at Service Merchandise, Evans, Shoney's, Black Eyed Pea restaurants. Where
I usually print some out for flights if I'm like,
okay.
And then leave them in the little...
like the Sky Mall magazine.
So
in the urinal.
Someone else can enjoy some great, great work.
That's nice. Right. Yeah, guys, I will be writing again. I'm starting to be motivated again.
Yes.
You know, there was a lot of Nintendo Switch, and now that's become a little Nintendo Switch, and I'm ready. I'm ready to do this stuff again.
I like to hear that.
Ready. You know what the winners say? Back to that grind.
Back to the grind.
That's what Stanley says every
that's
time.
Right.
He looks
that's
in the
right.
mirror.
I'll say one John,
Stanley
you have
seven.
Written a few things. So this is your audience, so I want to pitch to them. You've
that's
written
right.
a few things that have really been hilarious.
Thank you.
One thing that a lonely locksmith looking for love is awesome and funny.
Perfect.
And then Colleen will be reading your piece like she'll be editing it.
Okay.
And we'll just be hanging out, sitting on the couch, and she will just like there will be a cackle. Like Correct. It'll be quiet and all of a sudden a cackle. And I'll be like, What is wrong
Write
with
more,
you?
Damn
I was
it.
Like, what is wrong with you?
And she I goes, was like, epilepsy.
She's like, I was just having a weird sex dream about Stanley from The Office.
Yeah.
And no, and she says, I'm reading John's piece and it is so freaking funny.
But I use that actual F word.
Because you're from New Jersey.
Yeah. From New Jersey.
But yeah, so
yeah,
John has some really, really funny pieces. So go to thepromag.com.
I never listened to it because I never listen to anything I do. Didn't I do an MP3 for you guys?
Yeah, sure did.
Yep.
Sure did.
And where can they download the actual, like, so the prompt authors read their stuff out loud, right?
Yeah. There's a podcast that's on Podbean.
Podbean. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's called the Promptcast.
Promptcast. All right.
Pretty easy to find. But yeah, I mean, I think the primary place that we're, you know, all of our stuff, obviously.
Primary prompt place.
Is on the internet. So just find us at thepromptmag.com. Follow us on Twitter at thepromptmag and on Facebook as well.
Yeah. And contribute, guys. They're trying to. And also, do you have you monetized? I know I did at one point. I legit the site. We got monetized a couple years ago thanks to Pete Maybe slash Jason Whitaker.
Nice.
And I swear to God, like 20-something bucks is still going to an account that I think he has control of to this day.
It's like, keep up the good work, John.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
I have a tiger.
Yeah,
we've not
monetized, and it's, you know, to me, it's very deliberate. I want this to be a place where, like, you don't feel like you have to write for people to get clicks. You should just write what you want to write.
Okay, well, I'm going to just write in Broad City memes here on out, and we'll see where that goes.
I'm about it.
That's our audience.
Yes, please.
All right, Wokesketeers, thank you. Oh, and Twitter handles for everyone.
I'm at Kelaine, K-E-L-A-I-N-E.
At Josh Bard.
At Papa's Basement.
Pew. Thanks for having us. This was really fun.
Oh, there's more. Okay, yeah. You're welcome, and I look forward to more because you guys really came prepped like no one, like you really, like remember the Always Sunny, of course you do, you're from Jersey, where Mac's dad wanted them to just smuggle the heroin up their ass, and Charlie's like, our butts are going to be so full for you, like you guys really, you
our
actually delivered,
you.
Your
That's
butts
right.
are full for me.
That's right.
All right, now we can...